Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kiev is working on assessing needs in the Donetsk and Zaporizhia regions for what he called additional supplies. Russia said over the weekend that its forces in eastern Ukraine had taken two villages in the Donetsk region, upping military pressure on the ground as world leaders struggle to broker an end to the armed conflict. Zelensky added he is in close contact with the so-called Coalition of the Willing that includes several European nations and the United States, while stressing that security guarantees for Ukraine would be outlined soon. But US President Donald J. Trump expressed frustration that Russia's President Vladimir Putin is still unwilling to meet his Ukrainian counterpart to work out a deal to end Europe's bloodiest conflict since World War II. Asked why, Trump said,
"Because he doesn't like them. He doesn't like them. You know, they don't like. I have people I don't like. I don't like to meet with them. Sometimes I do like to meet with people I don't like.
So how do you?
They don't like. No, they don't like each other, really."
Trump told reporters the war would never have broken out if he had been president. He argued Putin launched his full-scale invasion in February 2022 after the chaotic withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan, an event Trump suggested made America look weak. The war is also increasingly spilling across borders. Estonia confirmed a combat drone, presumed to be Ukrainian, went off course and exploded near the southeastern town of Tartu, about 75 kilometers or about 45 miles from Russia. No casualties were reported. Last week, Poland's defense minister denounced what he called a Russian provocation after a Russian drone crashed and exploded in a field in eastern Poland. Similar incidents have also been reported in Romania, Lithuania, and Latvia. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.